Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Drew Jansen, a local Pella racer who races as part of the IMCA Racing Series. Drew, thanks for joining us. And just kind of getting started, let's just talk about your background, how you got into racing, and how you got into the IMCA Racing Series.
Yeah, I started out basically just go-kart racing. My dad used to race sprint cars at Knoxville, so I kind of have a background there also. But he got us, me and my brother started in go-karts, and we did that for a lot of years traveling in the Midwest. And we had a lot of success. We did really well and won some pretty cool races, and really just kind of learned, you know, the basics of it all. Like, we got to miss out on a lot of sporting events just because we chose to do that. And that's what we love to do. And, that's kind of just carried on now into, bigger things. And, something that was a little more popular in our area was the IMCA World. They're kind of, you know, the main sanctioning body around us, and they have a really good, rule package and something for grassroots racers too, that, you know, the average guy can kind of afford to, go do that. And so, when I was about 18, I started going with one of my buddies who was racing IMCA, and, I kind of just started learning about the cars, and a couple of years after that, their family and mine kind of helped me get my own race car. This was 6-7 years ago now, but that's kind of taken off and been doing a lot of traveling with my friend Ethan Broxma and their family. And we've had a lot of success, luckily, and it's been fun. Also, a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, but. That's basically kind of how I got started in this whole deal. There's a lot of really cool people helped me out and get going, and it's been going really good.
That's awesome. And I got to ask too, because you alluded to the fact that dad was a sprint car driver at Knoxville, and sprint car racing is kind of king here locally. So what kind of got you into modified racing?
I think really at the end of the day, it was more so the convenience of being able to race. You know, I can race basically a lot more, for a longer period of time on the budget I have over maybe what you could do at Knoxville. It's kind of, it's just gotten so crazy, and racing in general has, as you know, it's not as much home built stuff anymore. It's a lot of purchased things to have equipment to put yourself at the top level. And, it was a little more realistic at the time for me to be able to race 2-4 times a week, maybe for, the same cost in a way as what it would be to race at Knoxville, you know, once every Saturday or so. And I think I still have a burning passion for sprint cars, because that's what my first love was, as watching race cars and all that. And I still attend as many races as I can, as just a true fan of sprint car racing. But I think in general, like, this was a little bit more my speed as far as financially goes. And I think it's probably a little more applicable for the general population to do something like IMCA on a little bit more, you know, normal budget. And you can kind of pick and choose your schedule, and you're not necessarily always tied down to a points system. So
that's a great perspective on that, and I really enjoyed hearing the way you talk about that. Now let's talk a little bit about the schedule with IMCA Racing. As again, we're talking to Drew Jansen, a local Pella racer as part of the IMCA Racing Series. One thing that I find very unique about these series is the travel. So what does the schedule kind of look for you as part of the IMCA Racing Series?
It can be really unique. I think that's the cool part about IMCA in general is, like, we're starting out our year in Arizona here in a couple weeks. We're going to be in just south of Phoenix for there's 8 races there. And it's not necessarily a requirement. It's just kind of a special event. We like to go out there and get our year kicked off and get you kind of ahead of the game. There's some new rule changes and stuff like that this year. So we're going to try to get a head start on that. But then as far as, like, around the area, the beginning of April is when our real, I guess if we were going to run for points or anything like that, is when our Iowa race season starts for the Frostbusters and stuff like that. And then throughout the year, you know, every 2 weeks or so, there'll be a special event usually that we try to travel to, whether it be a memorial race or the big IMCA Super Nationals is kind of there towards the fall time and things like that. So there's a lot of options, really, and we can go you know, to 5 or 6 tracks within 2 hours of us, no problem, on any given night. So you can kind of watch the weather and pick and choose where you want to go. And there's a lot of really cool events too that we try to bucket list them all and go to each one, just see unique places and different racetracks and race with different groups of people. And some of our job now with our racing is doing a lot of customer service stuff for a chassis company, and we help a lot of people out. So it's good to get over there and see people and sometimes see family in different areas of the States and the Midwest or across the country. So we got a lot of options, and that's the pretty cool part about it. We can kind of pick and choose where we go.
That is a fun deal to be able to pick and choose where you go. And one of those places was Texas here recently in early December. You had the opportunity to run in the first ever Sparkling City Classic, and great night for you there in Corpus Christi, Texas, being able to win that first inaugural Sparkling City Classic. What did that mean to you to be able to grab that one? And, you know, like you said, just get to explore a different part of the country while also finding success on the racetrack.
Yeah, I think I got a call from a guy that he just got a brand new car, actually, from the company that I work for. And he asked if I would be willing to come down and drive it and kind of get him a head start on just the ins and outs of that car and stuff like that. And so I said, yeah, obviously I'd never been down there to that track before. And I always try to look for any opportunity I can to go see somewhere new. And they had a 3-race deal down there, and we were able to get win all 3 of them. And it was a really cool group of people too. And they're from Texas. I didn't really know them before at all. And we all clicked really well, and it was a really good group to be around. And I think we're looking forward to working together in the future more also. But yeah, it was they had a cool bonus deal if you won all 3 nights, and we were able to get that. And it's just so unique being able to go different places, and you see so many new people. And I actually ended up meeting a few people that were from Iowa, and one of them's daughter had went to Central College in Pella. And so we were able to make a bunch of connections there as far as people we knew and mutual friends and stuff like that. So it's just one of those things that really makes you grateful for the opportunity to go down there and race for people or go see new places even. And, you know, regardless of the success, sometimes it doesn't always work out great, but it's just a really cool opportunity for someone like me to be able to go, you know, travel and learn and meet new people.
Very neat. And I know you kind of talked about this already when we talked about the schedule. You mentioned Arizona as the season's already starting, which is crazy to think about here in January. But when you just look at that event, what's going to be the big thing you're going to be looking for there and kind of the kickoff to make sure you get the season started off on the right note?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just you can't get too far behind on the ever-changing suspension, you know, updates and rules. And we did have a big rule change this year in IMCA for the modified rules. And we actually ended up testing it last fall. And we were fairly confident we'll be right on track with that. But it's just really important to get out there and get racing, because there's a lot of people that travel around and can hit different areas of the country, basically, and get a head start on it. And I think if you want to stay on top of your game and you know, do as good as you can early on in the year, it's a really good opportunity to kind of get in the motion of things. And there's obviously a couple options too. There's the race in Arizona, and then usually we have been going down to Florida in February also. Towards the end of February there, they have a race by the Pensacola area, a little 4-night deal. But yeah, it's just really cool to be able to go. I mean, other than December, we can pretty much race almost every week of the year. So
that's awesome. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the Sparkling City Classic, kind of your IMCA racing. And Drew, just again, appreciate the time. Best of luck as you get the new year started.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Drew Jansen of Pella, a racer for the IMCA Racing Series, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.